now to Memorial Day. Have a fun, safe summer, and God bless the USA.
Hot Shots Arnold, St. Charles in Wentzville are now open. They cannot wait to serve you safely. Despite some changes, all regulations and safety protocols will be followed, including social distancing and limited seating. They want you to feel and be safe while visiting and enjoying your Hot Shots favorites, just like you have come to expect for the past 30 years. Call the Arnold, St. Charles, or Wentzville locations, or email customerservice@hotshotsnet.com with any questions. Thank you for continuing to support local. And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Hi, Joe the Butcher here from Kenrick's Meats. During these trying times, we hope that you and your family are staying safe. Being in business for over 75 years, we've become St. Louis barbecue specialists and a name that you can rely on. We are still going strong and trying to keep up with the overwhelming demand of meats, whether it's ready-to-grill steaks, prepared side dishes, or even our easy-to-heat-and-eat prepared meals. Kenrick's has you covered. Thank you to our front lines, and we salute you. Call us or visit us at kenricks.com for more information.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Right now, mortgage interest rates are sitting near their all-time low levels, and we are locking 30-year fixes in the low threes. Most lenders have tightened up their guidelines, but not at The Home Loan Expert. We are originating loans at full capacity, saving our clients hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month. How much can you save? Find out now with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, and curbside pickup. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes over $500,000, all with 5-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
You go and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with a those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
That's Mr. Rogers to you, and stay the hell out of my neighborhood.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Hi, everybody. I'm Frank Appel. One time I lived in my life for 15 years in Tennessee. I want you to know that because I think in sometimes when somebody has a southern accent, people tend to trust them more. That's why I think so many evangelists either have a southern accent or they fake one. There's a sincerity that goes with a southern accent. People tend to trust it more. And that's why I'm using it now. I want you to trust us. I want to be sincere with you. So thank you for listening to our show.
Hmm.
We're humble and we're... There's a guy on the radio now, and that's how he introduces his spot. And he's like a timeshare. He buys timeshares or something like that. And he comes on and says, "Hi, everybody. My name is Randy McEwen," or something like that. And as soon as he starts talking, I go, "This guy's going to be selling something. He wants somebody's money. He's going to separate them from their money." And sure enough, he says something like, "You know, just like you, there was a time when I..." That's another thing, when they pull that. "Just like you, I had trouble with..." No, you're not just like me. But that's another great sales tool. I'm not going to use any of those. You can do what we do every day and say, "Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you with us on this, the first official day. Is it June 21st? First day of summer or spring? What?
I thought it was
Are
June
we in
2nd.
Spring officially?
Yeah, I think it's spring now.
Yeah, we're in
All
spring.
All right, so summer starts when?
In 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it always,
the 20th of something?
June. Yeah.
Doesn't every season start around the 20th or 21st of something?
Yeah.
June 20th.
So that sounds more like it. Yeah. So we're a month away.
I think June 20th.
I think you're right. So we'll go with June 20th as the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
Yeah, works for me.
I think everybody knows, though, what the day is, the 21st of May. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Welcome aboard, everybody. It's Thursday, our favorite day. In a perfect world, you would all have three-day weekends. If I were the king of the world, you'd all be off 3 days. I like the four-day work week idea, obviously. But for many of you, you'll be back at work Friday. And if you want a quick fix, you can go to the podcast and re-listen. I'm really surprised, maybe not, at how many people, based on the emails I get, don't listen live. They'll listen tonight. They'll listen tomorrow. I'm still getting, for example, this morning, email. Just heard the Tom, trying to get caught up, just heard the Tom Charlevoix Hour. Wow. And I just heard you talking about, and it was something last week or three days ago. So thank goodness for that app, because boy, that app keeps, nobody has an excuse not to hear any show. So welcome. We're glad you're with us. Here's what's going to shake out today. Scott Sherman will be in here in the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a legal question, there will be no excuse to not get through, because I'm going to give you the numbers now that you can use to call us now, or same numbers for next hour. So if you have a way to remember them or jot them down, put them in your phone, whatever, there's no way you won't get through if you call right away. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Those are the numbers you need now, and those are the numbers you will need later. It is Memorial Day weekend. It looks like the weather is going to be, for the most part, pretty decent. Let me clue you in about this weather thing. Pay attention to the weather forecast from now through August, because almost every single day they will say chance of rain.
Oh, yeah.
almost every day. The great majority of days, they'll say chance of rain. Even if it's a 10% chance, they'll say, well, chance of rain. They do that so that if it rains, they don't look like idiots. They go, well, we told you there was a chance. And then if it doesn't rain, they'll say, well, we told you it was just a chance.
There was a, yeah, because of the humidity. We can't rule out a shower, a stray shower. I like that.
Oh, I love that one. Right. I love the can't stray rule shower. Out. Yeah, stray shower.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. 30% chance of rain means to me 70% chance of no rain. All right. That's the way I choose to look at it. It's going to be a terrific weekend. And I don't really care if it rains off and on because I'll sit on the porch at the lake and I'll smoke a good cigar and I'll look at the water and I'll fish with my grandson. I don't really. My days of wanting it to be sunny all the time so that I can get a tan and look good in high school are long gone. I had plenty of time outside playing.
I think it was Chris Higgins or Glenn Zimmerman, one of the two, said it is Memorial Day on Monday, and we're just going to throw in a chance for rain. On Memorial Day, because it usually rains all the time on Memorial Day at some point.
There are people who will cancel their weekend plans because they heard the words, chance of rain.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. So enjoy your weekend. The reason I mention Memorial Day is we have a tradition on this show for the last 30 years that we take a few minutes in the form of two or three songs to remind people that Memorial Day is not a holiday that was created to barbecue. The hamburger people didn't create it. The bratwurst people or the ribs people. The purpose of Memorial Day is to just take a moment to think about the people who are no longer here because their lives were cut short defending this country. And it still happens. It'll always happen. There's never going to be any such thing as peace on earth, world peace. What a completely ridiculous thing when people go, let's hope, pray for world peace. Well, go ahead. It won't do you any good because there will always be war and there will always be people who want what other people have, land, money, oil, whatever. It's called greed. So it's too bad we have to have a Memorial Day, but we do. So we don't want to ignore it. So what I'd like to do is play, and I don't know if we'll get two of these in or three, but I don't want to not play this one because this is the one over 30 years that I've had the most response to. It's also the song that, to me, does the most powerful job of telling a story about what it's like to lose a son in war. This one happens to be about the Vietnam War and the Vietnam Wall. If you ever go to Washington, D.C., I know Bill Cleveland is the guy who normally says, you need to see this, you need to see that. On my bucket list of if there were 10 places to see before you, you know, kick it, one would be the Vietnam Wall. Because it's not until you see 50,000 names printed in front of you that you get a real feel for just how many people died. And when you, it's staggering when you see it. And then what's even more powerful, and I stood there and watched it, is when people walk up to the wall sobbing as they reach up and touch the name of the person that they lost. And they take paper and pencils and they trace it. Remember as a kid in school, you take a piece of paper, you lay it over, and you go back and forth, and it would come.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the indentation.
Yeah. And it would, I don't know why we did that, but I always thought, well, that's pretty cool the way that works. It's kind of like the first time you saw another kid color with crayons, and then they took a nickel or something and scraped it off and made it more pastel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It makes it a softer color.
You're right.
So people go to the wall, and they trace so they can walk away with an imprint of their son, their dad, their brother, sister's name, as it was on the wall. This song, which I'm pretty sure came out in the mid-80s, is sung by the Statler Brothers. One of the Statler Brothers died about a month ago, Harold Reed. He's the bass singer. You'll hear him in this song. This is, to me, the single most powerful song that I can hear on Memorial Day. And it's about a mother visiting the wall who lost a son. And that's all you need to know. And if you've never heard it, get a Kleenex, okay? More than just a name on a wall.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time to see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?" She said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home. Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall.
Lead singer in that song is a guy named Jimmy Fortune. Jimmy joined the group years and years ago after one of the members got sick and died, one of the members of the Statler Brothers. And I don't have a life of celebrity stories because I'm not a celebrity and I don't hang with celebrities. And I have very few, there are very few things in my life that I look back and I go, boy, I wish I could have appreciated it more when it happened, because now that I look back on it, I realize it was actually really special. And that song was performed when it was performed for the very first time, and that first performance was on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. I introduced him on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. And it was the Grand Ole Opry Theater, the Ryman Auditorium.
Right.
But I introduced them as they for the first time ever sang that song to the world, and that place, the audience was in tears. And it was a nationally televised show. And it was the same night that Kathy Mattea sang for the first time a song called "Where Have You Been?" about two older people who get dementia and get put in a home together.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the saddest songs I ever heard. So, I mean, it was a night of, like, sobbing and sniffling and Kleenexes. And I'll never forget it. And I just wish that it's too bad that sometimes it's not till later you think back and you go, "Boy, I wish I'd savored that more and appreciated it more." You know, what I was able to do and what I had the opportunity to do, was lucky enough to do. So the two voices jump out in that song are Jimmy Fortune's, the lead, and Harold Reed, the bass singer. And again, every year I do it, I get emails going, "My goodness, what was the name of that song? I never heard it before." Because as years go by, sure, there are a few people that are new to the show and never heard it. It's called More Than a Name on the Wall, and it's More Than a Name on a Wall, or the wall. I'd have to look. By the Statler Brothers, and they're retired. They don't sing anymore, and Harold Reed died about a month ago. So we'll do another song or two, and I appreciate you letting us do that. I know this is a show about nonsense and juvenile humor, but every once in a while, I just think we have an obligation to remind people that 4th of July and Veterans Day and Memorial Day and Christmas, there's a reason for those holidays. And most people celebrate, but they don't really think about why they're celebrating. The only reason I think I do is because I had a dad who was a World War vet, and I had, as many of us my age did, had friends who went to Vietnam. And I didn't have many friends, but I had acquaintances and people I went to school with that I found out later were killed in Vietnam. Well, I mean, do you know how many people? I just said it earlier. I don't know if you heard it. You know how many people were killed in Vietnam?
50,000?
Yeah, plus. A little over 50,000. That's a lot of people. A lot of dead people.
I had a couple of people call while the song was playing, and they said that in Perryville, Missouri, they have a replica wall.
I know. No.
It's the same size. The guy, some guy called and said it's the same size.
It's the same size.
Yes.
Go to the one in Washington.
Yeah.
I don't. If you had a replica of the Iwo Jima flag-raising statue, the thing, I'd still want to see. I think that's fantastic for the people who can't see the real one.
Yeah.
But if you had a replica of Mount Rushmore and the real one, if you can, I'd like to see the real one.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the replica.
When you throw out that number of deaths in Vietnam, what are... What segment is that? Are you talking about U.S. troops? Are you talking about Viet Cong and U.S. troops? Are you talking about civilians and U.S. troops and Viet Cong? Or what number are you referring to?
I've always heard of Americans it was over 50.
Yeah.
Are you challenging that?
I'm not challenging it. I'm saying that on the Vietnam War Wikipedia page, it says that total Allied military deaths was 282,000.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I think the 50 is American troops.
That's American deaths. Okay, I missed that part.
Well, Memorial Day in this country to me is a memorial about our people, Americans, U.S. soldiers, military people who passed away. Yeah, I don't know worldwide numbers, and I don't know exact number, but I know it's over 50,000. Compare that with, of course, that was a whole war. As opposed to a one-day event like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or something like that. And the point is, I don't know, just to make you think that even though we never had to look out the window and see two uniformed people coming to the door, knowing that they were coming to the house to tell us that daddy's dead or your brother's dead or your son's dead. Go watch Saving Private Ryan. You want a powerful scene? That scene where she sees them coming to the door and her knees buckle because she knows her son's dead.
Here's some numbers for you. 58,318 U.S. military killed in action. 153,303 wounded in action. And there are still technically 1,587 missing in action.
Wow.
Wow.
Obviously, most of those dead. But the fact that they're just still unaccounted for has got to be extremely frustrating for their family. And of course, Memorial Day is not just about Vietnam, but the reason I zero in on Vietnam is that's my generation. That is, those were my people of my age.
That was a significant war.
That's where I could have easily gone if they'd activated my group in the Army Reserve. I could have had to go there. And the other reason is that, unlike World War II people that came home, these were the people that they spat on them and they called them names. They were horribly treated up on the return. And we finally, and I think we stepped in hopefully before most of them died and said, we're so sorry. You deserve better. And now we're thanking them. And if I see tonight, if I see a guy with a Vietnam veteran cap, I'm going to assume he's not wearing it to be cool, and it's not stolen valor, and I'm going to thank him for what he did. Whether we should have been there or not is not the issue. He did what he was called to do. So have a great Memorial Day weekend, and don't forget what it's all about. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank. Welcome. I witnessed a very powerful moment in my life last night, and I also...
I missed it.
And I also want to tell the listening audience, you probably had it premedicated in your head which people on this show are nice guys and which ones are not so nice. And I'm going to flip the switch on that with this story. Because last night, there was a retirement / kidney promotion parade for my stepsister, Jenny, mm-hmm. who retired as a teacher after 25 years at MG Elementary School in O'Fallon. And Fox 2 News came out and did a terrific feature on the whole parade. There was 108 cars in this thing last night. And we all met in a Gordman's parking lot, and I felt like I was getting ready to be part of a political rally. I mean, just the energy of 108 cars of people with signs and banners and horns and stuff like that, and you're all getting ready to go on a big caravan. It was really something I'd never experienced before. And because I had this knee surgery, I had to kind of sit in my car and watch it. But as I sat in my car and watched the catty corner, she's out there on the driveway, and all my family is standing behind her, and I just thought what a powerful moment it was for anybody to sit there and have car after car of everybody you've ever known in life, every family member, every friend, every coworker, every person you used to teach, parents of people you used to teach, just all of them at one time converging and slowly driving by your house, giving you a sign, giving you words of encouragement, flowers, gifts, cards, and stuff like that. I can't imagine any more powerful living moment than that, other than maybe the birth of a child.
I think this is more powerful. This is more powerful than the birth of a child.
Well, it was really amazing, and
it was pretty cool. Channel 2 did a really good job with it. And they covered it a lot more. Channel 5 had it on, mm-hmm. but they didn't have the coverage that Channel 2 did. Oh. And her walking out to the cars, mm-hmm. and them talking to her and everything. Channel 5 just kind of
normally we reserve stuff like this until somebody's dead to do it.
Well, she's only 48 years old. She's on a kidney transplant waiting list, and there's a big website about that, warriorjennystrong.com, which talks about how people can only have one kidney, and they're looking for spiritual people who want to help somebody while they're still alive, and it doesn't impact your expectation, your life expectancy to donate a kidney to a stranger, and talks about the matching program and all that. But I sent a text out last night to Frank Limey, Dan Buffa, and Bill Cleveland, and I said, what a powerful moment this was. 108 cars coming by, full and packed of people. I said, if there would have been a parade like that for my life, there might have been maybe 7 cars in the parade. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm going to flip the switch with most of the listening audience thinking of who's nice and who's not nice on this show. Dan's response to that would be, no, there wouldn't be 7 cars at yours, Tim. There'd be 4. There'd be 2 cars, and then there'd be 2 cop cars pulling them over, giving them tickets.
And I laughed when I saw that.
And to not to be outdone, to one up them in the area of meanness, Frank said, no, Tim, there'd just be 1 car at your parade. It would be your car.
Yep.
So
guilty.
I hope that the guilty as charged audience, the true nature of the people that are on this show and what they're like in real life.
Mm-hmm. Okay? That's
one
us.
Car. One car, Ken. Yours.
That's us.
If we didn't do that, it would mean we didn't love you.
Well,
true.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Or like you.
Like. Let's go with that.
Is that a sexual way?
Good for her. She'll never have another day like that probably in her life.
No.
Oh, man.
She won't. And I had to laugh a little bit. I thought of you, Frank, because the reporter, Julie from Fox, who did the thing, you know, this event took place from like 7 o'clock until it was over at about 8:10. Oh, it was about an hour and 30-minute event. It was somewhere in that area. And I race home and get to there because I know that they do a 9 o'clock newscast on Fox 2 Plus, and they do a 10. And so I race on there to do a live, and they put her in the opening segment. Hey, coming up, the story of this story.
Did they have it by 9 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Well, she was doing a live shot in my sister's neighborhood, and it's completely dark. There's no street lights on the street. But, you know, you always kind of joke about why news stations do live shots.
Right.
You had no idea where she was.
Right.
Even though I could tell that she was at the end of her street. Which kind of TNs right there. But they wanted her out there. I don't even think my sister realized she was out there getting ready to do a live shot because it was dark.
Right.
You know, and this aired at like 9. It was toward the end of the 9 o'clock newscast. It aired toward like 9:50. I put it on my Facebook page. It's about 3 minutes long if anybody wants to watch it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And but I had to laugh because, you know, and not only does this poor girl do a live shot. And by the way, big thanks to Martin Kilcoyne, who used to be on this station, and He used to be on this station. He's a talk show host. He's a sports director.
Never
of
heard of
it.
Kilborn.
Never heard of it.
No, he's alive.
I thought it was Kilborn too.
He's alive.
Thought he went down to Florida.
Well, he facilitated getting my story idea in the hands of the right person that made it happen. So a big thanks to him. What a nice guy he is. And this girl couldn't have been nicer. She hustled. I mean, she was getting interviews with my sister's kids. She was getting interviews with her best friends, other teachers at her school, little kids. You know, so she grouped them all together and got them all to chant and cheer. And she's putting this whole big package together. This gal was really, really hustling. I didn't recognize her. I think she's a new reporter there. And
I'm sorry to say I lost track of local news people a long time ago.
I don't have local TV anymore.
Well,
so.
And she was, I mean, this gal was very, very, very attractive. Young female reporter.
Easy.
No, it's just four varies. That's a four varies right there. Four varies is the max I go. And I felt so sorry for her because she did this great job and she hustled and she was, you know, doing her makeup on everything, make sure she's looking good for this live shot, you know, and she's a new reporter there and they put the live camera on her and the wind started to blow and she had this long curly hair and as she's talking, doing the live shot, the outro, her hair just was going right into her mouth.
Oh no.
And I at one point she pulled it out and tried to keep talking and instead of keeping her finger there to keep it out, she dropped her hand and it just went right back.
I'd rather see that than this phony, fake, oversprayed, you know, life. It's windy and your hair's going to blow.
Yeah. The head is like frozen solid.
I saw her. Yeah. Her name's
Julie something.
Michaela.
Julie Michaela?
No. Michaela is her first name.
Yeah, that's right.
Julie Michaela. Sound the same.
I had another sister named Julie. Is why I said that because she wasn't there. It was my deceased sister. That's why I said that. Her name is Michaela.
Yeah. She's really cute. Very cute.
But no, I saw that's that two when cute her hair confirmations. Was, I guess right. we may have
oh, yeah,
to.
No,
we may have right. to start watching.
I'm going to tell you. I think that she's about and she's tall. She's about 5'10". And I'm going to tell you right now. I've watched all the news. I'd say if you were to have a modeling contest of reporters in this market, I think she'd win.
Yeah,
I agree. Would she beat Sandy Miller?
I think so. she'd get my vote. She'd get my vote.
I don't know.
Would she beat Mandy Murphy?
Well, I don't know if she'd beat him. Sandy she'd get my Miller, vote. No, she'd get my
she,
vote.
She would hold her own.
Dan's getting a little...
No doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I used to know who was on, who was odd, who was nice. I don't anymore.
I
say Sandy Miller because that's the last person I remember seeing who I thought was really smoking hot.
I don't remember. I remember Annalise Parks. She did the weather here for a while.
I don't know.
And then she's now...
The last local weather female I can remember... Is Kristen Cornett still on? Channel 4?
Yes, she is.
All right, she's cute. She's a cute one. I was kind of like Cindy Pressler.
No idea who these people are.
She was cute in a...
Well, you're getting a little older, and so you like them a little older.
I like them older, younger, middle.
Yeah, but you're the real hot, reasonable woman for you, as I've been on the air with you almost 3 years, is a gal in her 40s or 50s. Early 50s. You know, right next to the Jennifer Aniston kind of, you know.
But that was when I was 30. That was, to me, those were the hot women.
Mm-hmm.
Or middle-aged women. Even when I was so young, for whatever reason. Maybe it's because young women wouldn't look at me. I mean, give me the time of day. Maybe that was it.
Don't get me wrong. Sandy Miller is a 11 on a 10 scale as well. You know, I mean, there's some really, really attractive anchors and reporters in this town. And there's a couple that are, I wonder how they got their job.
Well, they got their job because you can't discriminate based on looks. But, hey, folks, it's show business. Yes, you can. It's entertainment.
But that Michaela is, she's good also. I mean, she is a good reporter.
And see, that's when you really got it going.
Yeah.
When you look good and you're smart.
Yeah.
Then you got something. Nobody can say, well, you just got it because you're pretty. No, because you're pretty and because you're good. Well, good for her. I'm glad it went.
Yeah, Michaela McGee is her name.
Anything else?
No, it was just, you know, I'm 50 years old, going on 51, and in terms of personally witnessing powerful moments that are both my own and others, it was top five last night.
Wow.
Top five.
Yeah.
I don't know, on just a rainy Wednesday night in the middle of May in little old O'Fallon, Missouri, it was that powerful.
Now I'm sitting here trying to think, what was like a really powerful thing I witnessed, and I'm having a tough time.
Well, you had three children.
No, that's different. I'm talking about something that you witnessed and weren't necessarily part of.
Wedding of your daughter?
Just blew you away.
Daughter's wedding?
No, it's not the same. No. It's not the same.
Somebody getting an award or
I saw somebody getting T-boned.
I think I saw a funeral that I went to downtown, and it was police car after it was one of those where everybody in uniform turned out. It was beyond impressive. When the police or the fire or the military, when they do something
right
to celebrate or to commemorate, boy, they do it right. That was I know one. Changing of the guard at Arlington.
Oh, okay.
That,
yeah,
that blew me away. That's always powerful. That's another thing if you go to Washington. And I think Bill would agree. Changing of the guard. If that doesn't move you, then you're made out of stone or something. Anybody else, Burke segment? Nothing, Dan? Nothing?
No.
Okay, nothing. Close it up. Burke segment. Officially closed. Now we can take your calls. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Kurt is up first. Kurt, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you? Kurt?
Good afternoon, Frank, gang.
Kurt?
Kurt? Afternoon, Kurt.
We can hear you.
All right. Long-time listener, second-time caller, and lover of your trivia segment. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure we'll be having it again today. We're going to push the Bill Frank 60s competition off till Monday because I think the audience likes the Thursday when everybody participates in trivia, even though they know Scott's going to win. I think we'll stick with that today.
If you and Bill are doing that again, I'm going to make a recommendation. Both of you guys bring in a corner man, because that's going to get intense.
It'll be fun. It'll be Monday. We'll do it Monday. Dan's already picked the songs. It'll be good. What's up, Kurt?
Oh, well, just start off. I am aiming to you.
That's a good start.
Well, I wanted to comment. I'm somewhat of it. Well, I'm a Marine veteran, and I've always been interested in the world, or the histories of war and stuff. And you brought up the casualties of the Vietnam War, and you were very close. You were 58,000 plus of Americans lost their lives in Vietnam. I tend to even look at what's gained and what's lost by the war. So I hold a special place in my heart for Vietnam veterans because there was so much lost in that war as far as lives go and virtually nothing gained. As far as Americans go, all total, there was over 3.5 million people killed during that war.
Wow.
And it just happened to be that 1.5 million of them were innocent civilians, and that was something that was such a travesty that I thought. But,
yep.
So like I said, I really, when I see a Vietnam veteran and they have their hat on, or even as a veteran myself, I give them the time of day and I thank them for their service because of what they lost during that war.
Yeah, well, good for you. We should all do that. All right, Kurt.
That's all I had, and you guys keep up good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Don't wait too long to call the third time, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two calls in all these years. He's due.
Wow.
Go to Richard. Richard, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Frank. I hope you guys are as well.
Let me check. Hang on a second. Are we okay?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Feeling good?
I think we're good.
So as far as, like, touching moments and stuff like that, so there's this thing that's called the Iowa Wave at the University of Iowa. So they built an addition on to the children's hospital there, and it overlooks the football stadium.
Okay.
So before every game, like, all the spectators and all the players turn up to the windows, and all the nurses, like, bring the sick kids up to the window. Same and they place. All it's on YouTube, it's really a killer, and they all wave, and then the kids are like all waving, you know, and like several of them terminally ill, and like everybody at the stadium before every home game does that. And it's like, it kills me every time I see it.
Wow, what do you type in on YouTube to find that?
It's the Iowa Wave.
Iowa Wave.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yeah, it's kind of a killer. And there's actually a movie, when Frank was talking about the death notifications, there's actually a movie about the guys who do that. I can't think of what the name of it is.
Oh, my. Oh, the, you mean the soldiers that get assigned to that duty to go to the house to tell the parents their kids did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It was pretty hard to watch, but it kind of gives you the inside story.
Oh, I, and, is that a documentary? What is that?
I can't remember if it's a documentary or not off the top of my head.
If you find it, email me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. It's real easy. FrankOpinion, no periods, no space, just FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. I'd love to watch that.
Okay, I definitely will. It might be like The Messenger or something like that, but I'll double check on it.
Have you, Richard, have you seen Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what else to say except that's you powerful. Absolutely have. It is the, like that song I played is the most powerful song to me to tell a story about loss and war. Taking Chance is the most powerful military movie. And I'm talking up there with Saving Private Ryan. It's totally different. It's not taking place in war, but it's the story of a guy accompanying a body back to its hometown, a soldier who was killed. It is incredible.
That sounds like it's right up my alley. And, I will look that up.
And Richard, when you watch it, what you're going to see, and you know that to make the movie, they had to go in and learn how this is done. You're going to get to see what goes into shipping a body back home when someone in the military is killed, all that goes into that, the preparation and the respect, it will make you proud to live here. Taking Chance. The reason for the name is the private's name is Private Chance Phelps is his name. And he's taking Chance Phelps back home to his family. He's accompanying him. It is beyond powerful. Mm-hmm.
Neil, thank you so much for that recommendation. I'll look it up as soon as I get home.
All right, that's Richard.
Right up my alley.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And now, Scott. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Let me check. Great.
Okay, good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I was going to call you anyway, but this kind of combines two things. You had mentioned Red Lair yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it just so happened I worked at the church his funeral was held at in the mid-90s,
okay.
and that was one of the most moving things, I think, across the state of Missouri, maybe across the country. Municipalities sent a representative to that funeral, a motorcycle police officer. Manchester Road, as far as you could see, was police officers on motorcycles.
No, I know exactly. I can see the scene. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was unable to go to his funeral because I was out of town. I would love to have seen it. That when I said earlier, military police, when they decide to pay their respects, nobody does it better.
And that church in Ellisville is a large church. There were some big funerals there over the years. I worked there 17 years. That was the biggest by far. They could not fit all those motorcycle police officers on the parking lot.
Well,
they had to park them alongside Manchester Road. Yeah. It was the most unbelievable thing. Well, Red Lair was a good man.
He was absolutely well-liked by so many people. And there's your proof.
I don't think they realized how many people were going to show up.
I don't either. I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure they had no idea. I'm sure they were stunned, pleasantly stunned.
Yes, and I hadn't given that much thought to you mentioned his name yesterday, and just so happened I was there. And, well, and just seeing all the police officers in their full-dress uniforms and riding motorcycles, it was unbelievable. But that's all I got.
No, that's plenty. That's perfect.
Well, and that Taking Chance, it's hard. I can't hardly watch it without breaking down.
It's very tough to watch. I've watched it three times, and it's very tough to watch. But I, every time I watch it, I pick up something that I missed before about what goes into preparation. Like, there's a scene in there where they steam clean every button and every part of every metal to get the blood stains off of it. They take a tiny steamer. And that kind of thing you don't think about, so that everything when he's dressed is perfect.
Yes, and I was in the Marine Corps, and we did dress to the T's. I mean, you did not put that uniform on without looking its best.
Right.
But the way they did it for somebody who was just in, not just, but in a casket. It was unbelievable. And the fact that Kevin Bacon was supposed to be a Marine who was taking a Marine, I think really says a lot of, not just about United States service people, but the Marine Corps in general.
Now, if you remember too, in the movie, he's an officer, and normally it's not an officer that accompanies the body, but he volunteered to accompany this body because in the beginning he thought the guy was from his hometown. Turns out he had been mistaken, but he went ahead and you could tell that he was
just to give his belongings to his parents and the whole logistics of it, because his parents, I believe, were divorced or something. There's different people involved, but he has to give them what they
his personal effects.
Had.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, look, you and I can all day try to explain to people how great that movie is, and we can't do it justice. You just have to watch it. But this would be a great weekend to watch it.
And I think you're correct that is the most powerful movie, even though it doesn't show killing and this, that, and the other. Just the thought of what's going on, to me, is the most powerful.
And I've never seen anything else. I've never seen a documentary or anything that takes a close look at that process of bringing the body home, ever.
No. And
but they did it. They
but
did
anyway,
it well.
I don't want to take... Anyway. I don't want to tie up your airlines. Anyway. Oh, I can't believe I did
well,
it.
Well, we can't believe back you did it either. Just, you did it twice.
Bernice.
He had one early.
Bernice is rolling over in her grave right now.
Well, she's got to give me a break. That was a touching story I just had to tell about Red Layer's funeral.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Okay, take it easy, Frank.
Thanks,
you guys
Scott.
Have a good one, and I'll call you some other time, and we'll talk again.
You can call any time you want. You can keep talking. We got till 6 o'clock.
So. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to Doc. Doc, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. You're talking about that reminded me of a story. I don't remember the name of the reporter or who they worked for, but they were a somewhat liberal peacenik reporter.
What? In the media? What?
I know, it's a shock. But he accompanied, I think it was a C-130 that went over to Vietnam, to Hanoi, to pick up the remains of seven MIAs that they identified, they found in North Vietnam, well, I guess right. Vietnam now. And he described it took over an hour in 100 degree, 99% humidity heat for these full dress military men to carry each casket up the ramp into that plane. And then come back, and they did it in absolute silence. The entire crew was lined up inside the plane, roasting, and they carried, I mean, he described it, it was beautiful, and the North Vietnamese did not understand, and one of them started fidgeting, and these honor guard stopped, didn't look at her or anything, it was a female, until she stood back at attention. Then they continued on, and it took well over an hour to load these seven caskets. That's the honor that they gave to those missing in action from the Vietnam War.
I think we still have that sort of discipline in the military. I do. We don't get to see it, but it's there. It's there.
Yeah, He completely changed his attitude on the military. He could not, I'm a little choked up over it, he could not believe the respect and the honor that they held. It was some boxes with bones in it. No, right. It wasn't. Right. These were military servicemen, and they were giving all honor to them. And they were all the military, the flight crew, all the honor guard were all volunteers.
Right.
And they flew all the way over there and the whole thing.
I appreciate the story. Thank you, Doc.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Here's how fast this hour went. I just missed two commercials. I'm behind now, too. I'll make them up next hour. Thank you for being with us on this, not really Memorial Day special, but sort of Memorial Day special. You know what's coming up. Scott Sherman will be here. We'll knock out a little bit of business, and then he'll be here to help you with your legal questions at no charge, because he is an attorney. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7,
590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, partly cloudy skies. 65 degrees outside in downtown St. Louis. We're just minutes away from hour number two of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion. News, weather, traffic, and sports updates all coming your way in the next 7 minutes. And here's what's happening. Missouri Governor Mike Parson's administration is now pushing for every citizen in Missouri to get tested for the deadly COVID-19 virus.